Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. With the campaigning to end for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections today, leaders of all major political parties are occupied in a hectic schedule of canvassing in poll-bound states. Campaigning is also at its peak for the seventh phase of election, which is the last phase. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to campaign in Bhiwani Mahindergarh today. The poll campaign for all the seven Lok Sabha seats in Delhi will come to an end today. Political parties are leaving no stone unturned to attract voters through roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. The polling in the national capital will be held in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections on Saturday. Today, several prominent leaders and star campaigners of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are scheduled to hit the ground on the last day of campaign to woo the voters. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani and chief ministers of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan will hold public meetings and roadshows. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meeting in Mangolpuri and Simapuri. AAP top leaders will also hold roadshows in favour of party candidates. In Odisha, campaigning in all the 6 Lok Sabha and 42 assembly constituencies, going for polls in the 6th phase of general elections is in full swing with top leaders of political parties on the campaign trail. Sambalpur, Keonjhar, Dhinkanal, Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack Lok Sabha constituencies and assembly seats coming under the purview are going to polls in this phase of elections on 25th of this month. This phase is poised to witness significant electoral battles in key constituencies. Sambalpur sets the stage for a showdown among Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan of the BJP, BJD Organization General Secretary Pranab Prakash Das and former MP Nagendra Pradhan of the Congress. Similarly, Puri Lok Sabha presents a formidable clash mainly between Sambit Patra of the BJP and former IPS officer Arup Patnaik representing the BJD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep concern over the reports of the health of Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz yesterday. PM Modi has wished him a speedy recovery through a post on social media platform X. Deeply concerned about the reports of the health of His Majesty at King Salman bin Abdulaziz of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I join the people of India in wishing him a speedy and full recovery, PM Modi wrote. Budh Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Lord Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country and abroad today. The President and Vice President have greeted the nation on the occasion of Budh Purnima. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, Lord Gautam Buddha has given the message of truth, non-violence, harmony and love for humanity and all living beings. She said, Lord Buddha's teachings of tolerance, self-awareness and good conduct inspire everyone to serve humanity. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, Lord Gautam Buddha's teachings offer a transformative roadmap for pursuit of a life rooted in ethical conduct, mental discipline and wisdom. Mr. Dhankar said, Lord Buddha's doctrines of the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Path guide people towards compassion and non-violence. In Sri Lanka, the vibrant four-day-long Buddha Rashmi Vesak Festival is being celebrated from today across Colombo and other parts of the island. In IPL cricket, eliminator match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB and Rajasthan Royals RR resulted in the defeat of RCB. Rajasthan Royals won by 4 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad last night. RCB scored 172 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. RR, chasing the target of 173, made 174 runs for the loss of 6 in 19 overs. Earlier, RR won the toss and opted to field. Rajasthan Royals, the winner of this match, will face Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH in Qualifier 2 on Friday. And the Indian women's hockey team started their European leg of the FIH Pro League 2023-2024 with a 0-5 loss to Argentina yesterday. In the opening quarter, India focused on maintaining ball possession and controlling the game's pace. However, Argentina responded with intense pressure, earning multiple penalty corners, but they were unable to capitalize due to some excellent saves by Indian goalkeeper Bichu Devi Karibam. Later, they could not restrain them. The Indian women's hockey team will next take on Belgium today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.